Yeah, this. We just coming out of load trading in Acacia Park, so it's going to take some time for this thing to happen. Oh, and there is a refuse truck passing by my house, so can we just hold on a bit, because we know where we cannot hear each other with this noise. Hey, this truck. Just closing windows. Yeah, good morning, honorable members. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, thank you. All right. Noel Tando, may you fly to the agenda, please? Let me just... Yes, thanks, Nelson. Honourable members, that's the agenda of the meeting. We're getting a briefing from the Department of Higher Education and Training on the Convention on the Recognition of Qualifications Concerning Higher Education. Yeah, that's it. In terms of Section 231 of the Constitution, 1976. There we go. That has been the agenda. Is there any mover for or any additions on the agenda? We'll also look at the annual report. That will be the last item. That will be with 10 minutes. Any movement, any additions on the agenda or move for adoption?
Don't any moves for the adoption of the agenda, Chair. Morning.
Yeah, good morning. Any second? Any second? I guess I couldn't hear any word you're saying. Should I take it that you are seconding the adoption of the agenda? Okay, thank you. I don't know whether it's my line or
Chair, it's
because I'm seconding. Well, no, sure, thanks. This your line is so bad. I'm not sure whether it's yours or mine. Apologies.
Good morning, honorable members, and everyone present in the meeting. Yes, Chair, I've got three apologies. I've got an apology from the Minister and the Deputy Minister. They are both attending a three-line whip plenary in the National Assembly. And I've got an apology from Honorable Lehihi. She's briefing the Northwest Province on the Bella Bill. That's the only apologies I have. Thank you, Chair.
And our Honorable Lehihi will join us later. She called to say she may join the committee later if we are still in session. We are dealing with a very important topic, the convention, this global convention. As South Africa, part of our purpose of this meeting is to present this global convention on education recognition so that we can, as Africa say, we support this and that we ratify that international convention. And this builds into other conventions that South Africa is part of, like the ADIS Convention, FADEC protocols on higher education and training. Yeah, so this is something that is not new. The minister is not here and the GM, as they said, but I don't think we really need them in this meeting today. It won't stop us from continuing with the briefing on this convention. And then after that, we'll deal with the committee report and then minutes and then closure. May I give this opportunity to the department to take us through, and DG, if you may introduce your team. I don't know if the minister is not sure who is leading the delegation. We'll give us the presentation. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. A very, very warm and a very good wish for your health and your vitality at this time of the year, together with all the honorable members of the committee present. We appreciate and embrace this opportunity to present to you on our submission on the Global Convention on the Recognition of Qualifications Concerning Higher Education. A very important opportunity for South Africa and for the continent. Chair, I'm not alone as the DG of the department. I'm with my support team. That includes the officials of our department, senior officials, most of them that are responsible for the qualifications related matters, including quality assurance. With your permission, therefore, Chairperson, I wish to proceed with the presentation as requested, and I'm going to request that my team slide the presentation again. May I request the Secretariat to give us permission to share Belinda, computer, please. Someone had shared earlier. All right. it's showing.
Will 30 minutes be enough for you for the presentation? Or
yes.
Some more?
Yes, 30 minutes would be enough, Chair. I can assure you.
Yes, okay, then.
Can I put it on full view? No, it's not. The computer. Oh yes. thank you very much. I think it's now showing. Chair, I think the people of the and honourable members, the purpose of the presentation is to brief the Select Committee on the global convention on recognition of qualifications for higher education, but most importantly to request that the committee support that we deposit the instrument of ratification of the Global Convention with UNESCO through our parliament, which is a requirement, and so the essence of our presentation is that the committee notes the timeline on the development and the South African implementation of the Global Convention. Also to just take note of regional conventions that are similar to this one as a build-up to show that this request to deposit this instrument is not a strange request. It's an established practice which we advise our parliament to support South Africa in its deposit mission. The overview of the Global Convention is going to be brief within the 30 minutes that the chairs provided to us, if not shorter than that. We, in this overview, are going to focus on the strategic focus of the convention. Why must we have this convention? Why is it important for South Africa to be a signatory of this convention? What are the relevant articles for this convention that speak to the matters which we are requesting Parliament to support? And we will conclude by providing, Chair, the obligations of our country and other state parties that are accommodated in Article 4. And these include mechanisms and tools for recognition of foreign qualifications, regional and supranational policies, statements and initiatives, international students in South Africa, the South African policy framework for internationalization of higher education in South Africa, as well as the international scholarship program. And that concludes with an overview of the implementation of the of this convention. I think as we conclude, we'll provide to some extent the way forward, just to give comfort to the members of Parliament about the direction that we are taking and the fact that all the risks that are associated with this matter have been properly mitigated and that there is only value in supporting this instrument. We are not going to spend too much time on the history, but I think it's important that the Secretariat of our committee takes note that since 2012, the formal process for the development of this convention started at UNESCO. Excuse me. And that in 2016, UNESCO we had established a drafting committee to elaborate a preliminary draft for the convention. You can see that by 2019, South Africa had already began its consultation workshops, which therefore assures Parliament that our coming to Parliament to request for your support is a culmination of a long process of consultation with our own stakeholders that started as far back as 2019, you know, in various workshops under the umbrella of UNESCO, you know, which is really important, you know, to mention. By 2019, end of the year, there was already a unanimous adoption by about 193 member states of the 40th session of the UNESCO General Conference, you know, of the convention and the principles underpinning it. In 2021, there was a second consultative, you know, workshop, which was designed to obtain a mandate from our stakeholders in South Africa for the ratification of the Global Convention. And this included the consultation of cabinet cluster. We presented before our cabinet cluster, and which was supported by our cabinet cluster that we deposited this instrument. In 2022, October, cabinet approved the submission of this for ratification to Parliament. And the parliamentary processes that are established have been followed. For example, on the 15th of February, Chair, we presented before the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, Science and Innovation, the same, and it was supported by our Portfolio Committee. And on the 12th of September 2023, it was presented to the National Assembly. I think you can actually see that we have been meticulous in ensuring that the consultation processes are followed to the letter, you know, in ensuring that by the time we come to this August House, we can assure you of this observance of the protocols that are required. The regional conventions that might assist the committee to gather your opinion, you know, and juxtapose the proposal against, we felt that we need to provide you with other conventions that are regional conventions that are similar to this, so that we get a bigger picture of what other countries are doing in respect of the same convention. For example, the revised convention of the recognition of the studies, certificate, diplomas and degrees, and other, you know, academic qualifications in higher education in African states was presented in 2014 in Addis Convention. And by 12th of December 2014, South Africa had been part of that regional convention. So this request we are presenting, it is a build-up of, you know, also the work which we have been doing within the continent, you know, in collaboration with our, you know, counterparts in the continent. The revised convention on recognition of qualifications in other regional conventions is also referred here to. I'm not going to go through it. Chair, but you can see that we've been active as well in the Asia Pacific Regional Convention of Recognition of Qualifications. And in doing this, Chairperson, buying the opportunity for South African students studying abroad, buying the opportunity for South Africans whose qualifications give them opportunities for jobs abroad to be able to find that when they present those qualifications obtained from South African institutions, they are recognized, or they, we are signatories of conventions that recognize them. And so it's work that has been continuing, and it's work that is good for the country, but also it's work of solidarity between our country and our counterparts elsewhere in the world, which secures a future and broadens opportunity for South African scholars, for South African students, for South African job seekers anywhere in the world, so that when they present our set of qualifications anywhere in the world, they are recognized. Equally, it also secures South Africa against qualifications from abroad of job seekers in our own country who are foreign job seekers in our country, to find that there is easy reference in terms of qualifications and standards underpinning such qualifications of such foreign qualifications, so that it protects us, but also the sanctions that are attributed to non-compliance are agreed upon across all countries, so that should we find non-compliance by foreign job seekers in South Africa or scholars, we are able to activate those clauses that empowers us to act swiftly to protect South Africans against fraud and against collusion and against the work of those who seek to undermine the qualification systems of our country. Next. The Global Convention aims to help our students, to help our academics, our lecturers, our researchers, to be able to apply their trade as they move around the world to pursue their studies or conducting research. It provides a platform for national authorities to collaborate across borders and facilitates recognition of mobility of students and teachers worldwide. It creates a fair opportunity for evaluating the validity of these qualifications, but also to ensure transparency. I think coming from Africa, we also wish to emphasize discriminatory recognition of higher education qualifications, where the global north, the qualifications obtained in the global north, somehow seen as if they are more superior than qualifications obtained in institutions in the global south. South African education system, when it comes to higher education, is an undisputed leader in the continent. Even though we don't rank and rate our institutions, but ranking agencies across the world will confirm that 19 institutions of higher learning of South Africa are among the top 500 best ranked institutions in the world. And South Africa's at least 12 institutions are considered among the best. We don't believe in ranking institutions as South Africans. We feel that each institution has a particular role. If you look at Fort Hare University and the number of leaders that Fort Hare has produced for the continent of Africa, Julius Nyerere, President Mandela, President Mugabe, and many others, Kenneth Kaunda, who emerged from University of Fort Hare in South Africa. But when you look at the ranking systems, you find that maybe Fort Hare is not in the top anything. So we have got a reason to believe that each institution, some institutions are scientifically oriented, some are teaching institutions, some are research-oriented institutions, some are specialized, they are technical and vocational in focus, and therefore they are not necessarily focusing on research outputs. And so when you judge them on that basis, you might not rank them highly. So that's the reason why we don't do so. But it doesn't mean there is no value in the what is happening elsewhere. That's why recognition of qualifications should be endorsed, so that we still have a mechanism for protection of all our qualifications from our institutions across the world. It also assures our public, our parents out there, sponsors of our students, bursars, you know, that if they invest in South African education by funding our students, qualifications that are obtained in our institutions will be recognized across the world. Next. The Global Convention document itself is founded on basic principles for the recognition that provide details for basic principles for recognition, but also it lists obligations for state parties, which means as member states, we also have certain obligations, and they are provided for in the document, that instrument that we are depositing. It also provides an outline and guidelines, you know, to the implementation of structures and cooperation for the convention, including providing detailed information pertaining to global conventions and all types of study programs or sets of courses of study at our institutions, which are recognized by the competent authorities or our state parties, and as belonging to our higher education system, will be recognized. And in this regard, it protects our institutions. In this regard, it assures the value, you know, of education in South Africa. But also, it exposes us to scrutiny by other fellow compatriots, so that the exchange mechanisms for peer review, mechanisms for quality assurance are exchanged, so that our own quality of education is not just you know, recognized in our continent, but across the world and across all continents. And this convention will reduce the obstacles that are faced by our students when they go abroad, all the obstacles that our lecturers and research, including job seekers, and I would like to argue that this instrument is an instrument for opening up job opportunities for South Africans at a time when job creation and unemployment in our country is quite worrying. And so the Global Convention paves the way for the increasing mobility between regions and between continents, which allows for, graduates in South Africa. Particularly, we have got unemployed graduates in our country to, you know, have more options, you know, and this creates stability in our countries, in our region, and in our continent. This convention establishes universal principles for recognition of students and degrees, and it will give signatory states an obligation to recognize studies and qualifications from outside of their own region, so that we can also be assured that if a school somewhere in Equatorial Guinea in the north of Africa, where most of the qualifications are obtained through Spanish language as a medium of teaching and learning, when they come to South Africa, we have mechanisms for determining equivalents that are sponsored by us being signatories of the convention. It also offers opportunity for a common commitment to establish mechanisms for assessment and recognition of diplomas and certificates, as well as qualifications, in a manner that is transparent, in a manner that is consistent, a manner that is timely as well as reliable, which can only increase international confidence in our own systems. We hope by us doing this, we will help our students to move around the world without undermining the fact that we don't want our students to go out when they graduate. We want our students to stay in South Africa and help our country out of poverty, help our country out of load shedding and other challenges that we are confronted with. But we also, as South Africans, want to be part of the solutions of the world. And therefore, our experts or graduates must be part of a solution where there are problems elsewhere in the world. And so this instrument provides for that opportunity. Next. Viewing the Global Convention through the South African lens is also important to give confidence to members of parliament that, right, it's fine that globally we can move around, but what is of South African interest in this? What is the taxpayer in South Africa going to benefit by us doing this? I think we will draw the attention of honorable members to the aims, particularly as reflected in Goal 4 of the United Nations 2030 Agenda, as well as the Sustainable Development Goals, that speaks to the inclusive and equitable quality education that to promote lifelong learning opportunities for all, and also refer them to the EDIS Convention, where South Africa is already a signatory to UNESCO's revised Convention on the recognition of diplomas, certificates, and academic qualifications within the African states. Also refer to SADC, where South Africa is located, in Lesotho, in Swaziland, in Mozambique, in Angola, in Botswana, Lesotho. We are a SADC, also signatories of the 1997 SADC protocol. And that protocol requires progressive achievement of equivalence, harmonization and standardization of education and training in our own region. And so when the parliament supports this request, it is endorsing the work of the SADC region by implication. Also, when our parliament supports this, it is endorsing the principles underpinning the National Development Plan that requires access to education and training of the highest quality leading to improve learning outcomes. And I think this is the South Africa of what is important to South Africa. So South Africa and our parliament must support these objectives because they promote and strengthen international cooperation in higher education. They support inter-regional initiatives. They support innovation for international cooperation in higher education. They facilitate global mobility. They provide inclusive global framework, but they also protect the autonomy and diversity of higher education institutions and systems. And I'm saying this with caution, understanding that sometimes this autonomy gets abused. But we are there as a department to look at all of those issues, making sure that none of those rare occasions spoil the attempt to protect the interests of the broader society. We have to also take into account that this convention will foster trust. It will foster confidence in our rural institutions, for example, that in the past have been ignored or sidelined or undermined, you know, for reasons that are, you know, regionally peculiar and not necessarily an indication of poor standards in this regard. They promote culture of quality assurance. They promote development, collection, and sharing of accessibility, up-to-date, reliable, and transparent, you know, best practices among stakeholders, promoting through recognition of qualifications and inclusive and equitable access to higher education, including optimal use of human and educational resources with a view to promoting education for sustainable development. These are some of the benefits. I'm not going to go through all of them, but South Africa supports 8 principles of the Global Convention, and they are cited there, and they are implicated in what I've just presented earlier. You know, individuals have the right to have their qualifications assessed. Individuals have the right of transparent, transparent and fair and non-discriminatory consideration of their qualifications. They have the right for, of trust and clear criteria when recognition decisions are taken. They also have the right to an appropriate and reliable decision-making process in the process of recognition of qualifications. Next. Chairperson, looks like we are running into a technical glitch in the presentation. I don't know if the secretariat, that side, or any other official from our department could project quickly because of a load shedding this side. And we are actually, I'm not even sure if you can hear me.
We hear you very well.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. May I request David to fly, if not the secretariat? Thank you very much. Let's go straight to slide number 18. Thank you very much. Okay, let's put it on a presentation mode. Yeah, thank you very much. That helps. Let's move to the next slide, slide 19. We are concluding now, Chair, in my last 5 minutes. The mechanisms and tools for recognition of foreign qualifications in South Africa. In this diagram, we are just trying to out levels of recognition. Just to show that at regional level, we've got those regional conventions. And they are also countries to therefore have a global convention, because you could have two countries that just recognize each other and monopolize opportunity between them and lock out our own students. So a global convention helps to make sure that those mutual recognition agreements signed by countries and maybe evaluation processes for foreign qualifications are not done at a disadvantage to the majority of the countries. And so the ratification of this convention help us to protect us against unfair collusion in cases it happens. Fortunately, most of these have not been reported to us. Next. The regional and supranational policies and statements and initiatives are referred just to assure Parliament that, for example, our SADC region had recommended that the South African higher education institutions reserve more than the required 5% of their admissions to students from other SADC countries. The signing of this agreement ensures that equally our South African students actually access the benefits in these countries as well, so that it's not a one-sided kind of South Africans must open up, but when it comes to our students going abroad, they do not equally also obtain access and opportunities that's reflected. There are also other regional policies and statements and initiatives that are relevant to the mobility of students and staff, and we make reference to them in this particular slide. And we've taken that into account in the convention just to make sure that none of these, lock our students within their own regions and therefore cannot go outside of such regional agreements to seek opportunity, promoting mobility, promoting portability, promoting all the principles of the NQF, such as cohesion, such as integration, such as collaboration. Next. There are international students in South Africa, particularly at postgraduate level. In 2021, we have had in South Africa about 63% of such students, which is about an average 50,000, and half of that, or slightly above half, about 53% of these students coming from SADC regions, which means, therefore, 53% of international students who come to our universities and colleges are fellow Africans within the SADC region. And the rest, which is about 17,000, are from other African countries, and about 11% the rest of the world. International students, therefore, account for around 4.5% of the total student population in South Africa. This makes South Africa a serious global education country, you know, because it compares very well with Europe and other big powers in the world, where if you look at your international students, you know, they are a significant number, which means your quality of the education in your institutions is growing because of its confidence. Students from abroad who come with their expertise, who come also with investment into our own country. And because of this reason, it's important for us to continuously support quality assurance of our institutions because it is it draws foreign currency into our country, but also most importantly, quality always keep rising when there is international comparability and of standards. Let us go towards the conclusion of the presentation. I've got 3 minutes now. The South African Policy Framework for Internationalization of Education is referred here to, which shows that our frameworks have high-level principles and guidelines, and they set broad parameters providing a national framework for internationalization in our country. So the exercise of depositing this instrument is supported by our policies. The South African Scholarship Program, for example, we've got 233 set of agreements for scholarships, mostly with embassies around the world, and we've got South African students across the world, in Europe, in South America, in the continent of Africa, and in all continents, South African students are a strong presence among the quota of international students in each country. And therefore, it is in the interest of our foreign students that their qualifications when they go abroad are also considered. We are not promoting exporting our students abroad. But it is important when scarce qualifications in the areas such as nuclear, you know, technology and other technologies that seek to service the interests of the people of South Africa. When that happens, we do want that collaboration with foreign institutions. The South African Scholarship Program, the recognition of foreign qualifications system, for example, SAQUA, have evaluated about 10,000 foreign qualifications just in 2022 to show the interest that the rest of the world has in South Africa. And therefore, the decision of South Africa to act in collaboration with other countries, it buys us confidence in a right way. It draws attention that South Africa is able to reciprocate the goodwill of other countries by also making itself, you know, party to the conventions that are global in nature. The last paragraph, the last way forward. Yes. Let's go to slide 28, please. Got one more minute. Slide 28 This is not it. Can we move forward? The slide 28 is way forward. I think members would be familiar with these slides about our own. Yes, that is the conclusion, Chairperson, that we wish to make. Our prayer to the committee, chair and members of parliament, is that once this convention is ratified, implementation will be led by our department through the established structures, which means we are going to make sure that the implementation of the convention is there. This is our obligation. Secondly, that SAQA is already evaluating foreign qualifications, and therefore, organizationally, as South Africans, we are amongst the well-recognized continents when it comes to qualifications authority. We've got a highly reputable South African qualifications authority, which is expected to be the leader in the world when it comes to international conventions. And there is an obligation for us to make sure that this is done. There is always financial implications in the long run of work of this nature, because recognition of qualifications comes with certain resources that are required, like charges for this process. But for the particular the position of the instruments, which we are asking Parliament to support, there are no additional financial implications for ratification. And also, the implementation process by the department is budgeted for, and allocation to SAQA and quality councils, such as the QCTO, such as the Council for Higher Education, such as UMALUSI, all of those qualifications are allocated by government departments like the DBE and the Department of Higher Education and Training, budget to look after these issues. So there will be no financial implications or additional finance implications for this request. And we submit humbly, and thanking you, Chair, for indulging us in this regard.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks a lot. But the information about the convention. And honourable member, that's the presentation and ours. We are asked to support the objectives of this global convention. But members can also engage and ask questions about this further information and any comment, all comments will be welcomed on this matter. I see the hand of Honorable Christian. But I just want to check, DG, what happened if South Africa, say we ratify this thing, okay, and then later in years something happens and somebody complains that they were not treated well in terms of their qualification and recognition of their qualification. And that in the process of the investigation, we realize that it is us who have made them stay. Maybe that institution made a blunder somehow. What will happen? What will be the worst punishment that we can get? Is there any? What will happen if we go against this convention that we've just ratified? But the penalties. Honorable Christians, your hand is up.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just have two questions. With regards to the involvement and the preparedness of SAQA and Home Affairs, I just want to know, with the initial preparations for the global convention, how are those two entities involved, and what is the cost analysis then also with regards to that? And then the implementation changes of the quality councils, what specific changes are needed at SAQWA, QCTO, Umalusi, and CHE to meet the implementation needs of the global convention, and also what are the time frames that are specified for this? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Dame. Yeah, PG, that will be what the question is. You may respond.
Chair, my hand is up.
Okay. Oh, Honorable Baha.
I think I must change the color of my hand, so it's apparently it's not clear as it is.
Your color coding.
Because my hand was up before Delmaine's one, but I guess you saw the lighter one and not mine. Chair, thanks for the department for the presentation. Just one or two clarities from my side. One, can you please elaborate on the progress and the substance of the mentioned draft implementation plan, just to get a sense of how far it is and probably what it entails. But the second one, Chairperson, is on BRICS Plus. With the expansion of countries that are now within BRICS, can you kindly elaborate on how the Department of Higher Education and Training has taken advantage of the potential opportunities for cooperation in line with the convention created by BRICS? And the second part of it is, can you elaborate on how the Department of Higher Education and Training has or is involving SAQWA, QCTO, Umalusi, and the CHE to take advantage of the potential opportunities for cooperation in line with the convention created by BRICS? That will be all from my side, Chairperson. Thank you so much.
Yeah, TG.
Thank you, honorable members, for the questions. They are welcome. Chair, may I start with the last question by Honorable Baha around BRICS involvement, and say that there is BRICS mutual recognition of qualifications component that actually works, to ensure that our agreements within BRICS, or our what we call MRQ agreement within the countries of BRICS, are also recognized within the global convention. And there is absolutely no tension, in this regard, between regional blocs such as this. In fact, the ratification of the global convention helped to enhance opportunity for mutual recognition agreements by blocs, by groups, by regions, by continents, by bilateral agreements to actually get endorsed, but also to be monitored. The chair has asked, Honorable Chabalin has asked a very important question of how do we hold accountable institutions regarding the implementation of this agreement, so that if there is any deviation, are there mechanisms, for ensuring that, these are done? May I, in this regard, Honorable Chair, draw your attention to the fact that we have in our own National Qualifications Act, provisions, and an established framework that provides for evaluation and advisory services in respect of foreign qualifications. Within this, there are policies and criteria for evaluation of foreign qualifications within the national qualifications framework. There's also the Foreign Qualifications Evaluation Appeal Policy in South Africa, which protects individuals who are hard done by institutions, so that if the decisions of the authorities is unfair, the appeal policy is activated to deal with those aspects. I can also just add that there is a Foreign Qualifications Evaluation Revocation Policy, which further, you know, protects, you know, our students, but also it does protect foreign students, so that if we are found as South Africans, not through our institutions being compliant with our agreement globally, you know, we are able to be held accountable, but we can also protect our own students abroad, you know, who are international students in those countries, so that they cannot be treated unfairly. The time frame, that are provided for, also help Parliament to, you know, be confident that upon cabinet approval, the department itself is going to, through our minister, the Minister of Higher Education, Science and Innovation, which has already been done to the National Assembly. And after that, as a department, we will be, after briefing this committee, we will be then following the approval of the NCOP, be referred to the National Assembly for approval, which is a process. After this, then DERCO will submit the instrument of ratification and approval to both the Houses of Parliament, and the legal opinion provided where it is necessary. The instrument for ratification upon certification by DERCO, by our department, will also include a compilation of a letter requesting the minister at DERCO then to deposit the instrument to UNESCO. And the instrument may only be signed by the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation with a share of copy to the stakeholders. We are expecting in the next 12 months that this whole entire process will be finalized. But we have a responsibility as a department to keep briefing our parliament about these processes, so that if there is any delays that are outside of our own country and DELCO, we can then come back to account in this regard. Now, the implementation plan, has been drafted through the national implementation structure, comprising of all our quality councils. In other words, the referred to implementation plan is actually a product of SAQUA. It's a product of the work of our quality councils, including the Council for Higher Education, including the fact that this draft implementation plan will also include a communication and a visibility strategy, which is aligned to the EDIS implementation plan. Because our implementation plan as a region is informed by the principles of the EDIS, which is the continental implementation plan. So you are assured that our plan is not only just a South African version, but it is informed by the mutual recognition of qualifications within BRICS. It is also informed by SADC and also our continental, you know, implementation plan. Once all of this is done, then the global convention will be in place, and the South Africans will begin to enjoy the benefits. Chair, in answering your questions, particularly about how do we make sure that we hold accountable institutions, I've answered with caution, because I'm aware of weaknesses in our own institutions. For example, one of the weaknesses of our institutions in the processing of international qualification is just the slow turnaround time, which is as a result of the capacity of these institutions. And I think it remains a responsibility of our department to provide oversight over all these entities, hold them accountable, but also provide resources, particularly to SAQWA, which is really strained in terms of and constrained in terms of the resources. I think they are my worry as the DG of the department currently, and I think there's much more work we can still do to improve the capacity at SAQWA. Otherwise, it will embarrass our country that we are signatories of international conventions, and we are inundated currently with more than 10,000 applications. And if we do not, process these within the time frames that are required, it will undermine our standing internationally as a country. So it's an obligation that we have, Chair. I wish to acknowledge your question in that regard. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I would request that if my team feel that I might have omitted anything, I'm going to ask Ms. Belinda Mulausi to make a comment, with your permission, Chair, who's an expert in this area and our representative, who's responsible for the qualifications, national qualifications framework within our department. Ms. Mulausi.
Thank you, DG, and thank you, members of the committee. The DG has eloquently, according to me, covered all the important areas. And perhaps to indicate to the committee that the South Africa is currently implementing the EDIS Convention. We do have an implementation plan, which the department, SAQWA, and the quality councils, including the institutions, are implementing. So that is aligned to the global convention draft plan that we are currently finalizing. And also, perhaps I need to indicate that the global convention does not replace or supersede any regional conventions or bilateral or multilateral recognition agreements that are already in place. Instead, it seeks to complement the UNESCO regional conventions, which are fulfilled through bilateral agreements. So we are already implementing the EDIS. That's what I want to emphasize, and also to indicate that through the National Qualifications Framework, we will be able to implement the global convention as well. Thank you, committee. Thank you, DG.
Thank you, honorable members. We submit.
Thanks, DG. It's encouraging. It's actually great to hear that we are ready for implementation of this global convention, and that we're already part of the instrument in Southern Africa. With the SADC protocols, and of course the other conventions that we are part of, and that we have ratified, and also that we have the National Development Plan, that also gives us space to participate in this. It is so embarrassing for a country to for parliament, the country to ratify a convention, and only to find out later that we don't have systems to implement a convention that we have just ratified, and that's, you know, end up in a very embarrassing situation. People rush to sign on the dotted line even when they are not ready. I'm happy that South Africa is ready to roll on this one. Honourable members, are there still comments and or other questions? Your invisible hand, it's always in my mind. It could be raised and I'm not seeing it. Thanks a lot. If there are no further questions from the members, then I'll say that there's no reason why this committee cannot ratify this, approve, support these objectives of the Global Convention. And I'll just put it to the members, are we okay with supporting this the objectives of the Global Convention? And if members, members can comment on that one. And my recommendation is that we should support this and avail this instrument and support the department in their part of this Global Convention. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Chair?
Yes, sir.
It's Ndongeni. We support.
No, thanks, sir. Ndongeni. So there's no objection to this. And
hello, Chair.
Therefore, yes, sir.
I second Njadu.
No, thanks, Honorable Njadu.
Okay.
And, Honorable members, thank you. And so therefore, this convention is agreed to. Supported by this committee. Thank you very much. We still have something that will need the department to remain, or we release the department and then continue with the business of the select committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. We will excuse ourselves as it pleases the committee.
So, DG, do you want to say something before we leave?
It is the end of the year, Chair. I think on behalf of the department and our minister, we wish you a very safe and happy new year.
I hope to see you all in one piece this year. In our next meeting. Enjoy the festive season, get rest, and compliments of the new season. Thank you very much, DG. You and your team can leave, and then Noltando, will you put the committee report on the slide of the committee report? And then we'll end with the minutes. Welcome, Honorable Hihi. You made it back into the meeting.
Yes, Chair, thank you.
Yeah, sure, Manish.
And if you log on bus, nobody's going to be speaking, but no, no, Paula can't.
This is the first report, Chair. It's the report on the Global Convention on the Recognition of Qualifications Concerning Higher Education.
the Global Convention on the Recognition of Qualifications Concerning Higher Education. This is the one we are dealing with today. So what we do with this, Noltando, we just say we are, the members are adopting this, or what? What should we do?
Yes, Chair, we'll have to look for the mover and the seconder for the adoption of the report.
For the adoption of the report, yes. Yeah. Any mover for the adoption of this report?
No, hello, Chairperson.
Aye, Honourable Njadu.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I'm moving for the adoption of the report.
Yeah, I think that we have had this report for quite some time, so there is no need for us to go into it, because already we have had it for quite some days. So is there any objection? No objection? Okay, so therefore it's agreed to. This thing, the report. The next one, Noltando.
The second, sir, for the report.
Oh, there was a mover, yes. Any seconder?
There's any second, sir.
Who is talking?
Who was out here and have a network?
Oh, yeah, no, it's seconded by who? By your line is so bad, Honorable Nkosi. Your line is so bad. So, who is in the Ndongeni?
Ndongeni seconded, Chair.
Okay, don't get second in. Thank you very much. Will we move to the next one? Yes, Honorable Nkosi, your line is so bad. Yeah, we have moved. We are moving into the next report.
You can continue.
Report of the Select Committee on the Education and Technology, Sports, Arts and Culture on the 2003 UNESCO Convention for the Safeguarding of Intangible Cultural Heritage tabled in terms of Section 231(2) of the Constitution 1996 and the explanatory memorandum to the 2003 UNESCO Convention for the Safeguarding of Intangible Cultural Heritage dated 6 December 2023. Any mover for the adoption of this?
I move to the adoption, Chair, as true reflection of what you've discussed. Thank you.
Any second now? I'm good. Any second?
Njadu second, Chairperson.
Njadu second. Thank you very much, Honorable Njadu. The next one, Apshu.
Bali.
It's minutes. May you mute, please? This minutes for the meeting of the 8th. There we go. Yeah, the minutes, honourable members. Any corrections? Any comments? If there are none, is there any mover for adoption? Any mover?
Sir?
Yes.
It's Ndongeni.
Ndongeni moves. Any second? Any second? Is there any second, honorable members?
Hello, Chairperson?
Sure.
I move, Chairperson.
No, you are seconding.
I'm seconding, sorry, Chair.
Yes, thanks a lot. thank you. Then as I tell you. Yeah, that's annual report of the committee. Our activities from January to December. That's the report. Are there additions? Okay. Any mover for adoption of this report, of our annual report?
Ndongeni, Chair.
Ndongeni moves. We have had this report for quite some days. Any second?
A second, Chair.
It's seconded. Thank you very much. Is there another item?
There's nothing extra.
Oh, thank you very much. This is supposed to be our last meeting, né? Of the year.
Yes, sir.
I don't remember this being the last meeting of the committee for this year. I'll say we worked so well under pressure. We still continue to do it. But now that this is the last meeting of the committee, let me thank for even being true to yourselves and the parties that deployed you to serve in this committee. And of course, thank you on behalf of the people of South Africa for the efforts that you made to keep the executive accountable and ensure that education happens in this country. Thank you very much. Are there members who want to say something? The last shot.
Hello, Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson. I also just want to a word of appreciation and thank to all the members. Also a word of appreciation to the support staff and to wish everyone a very, very, very good, best Christmas and a prosperous 2024. And thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chair.
Let me say thank you to the two doctors in the committee, Dr. Fester and Dr. Mpumbeni, and Nortando, who is the engine of this committee. When you see a car move, no one sees the engine. So Nortando is that engine of this our select committee. And all the support staff, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And may you enjoy your festive and ensure that we all come back together without missing anyone. Strangane sesiphelele next year. Thank you very much. And this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.